Welcome to today's version of The Good Report. We have with us Jean, Natalie, and Charity. Today, we will be talking about service and heroes in service. And to get started, I wanted to open the discussion of why. Why is service important and why is it a virtue?
Well, I believe that service changes who we are and changes our perspective and helps us to focus on others instead of ourselves, which is actually life-changing. I have a couple examples we can share later. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it obviously changes us, but it helps change the world around us as well. You think about throughout the history of the world, our country, or even our own lives, how many times have people helped us or changed things that we've had? Whether it's just your neighbor reaching out to help you during a snowstorm in Colorado, or whether we look back to the founding fathers and the huge amount that they sacrificed in order to give us what we have today.
So true. And actually, speaking about the founding fathers, my 13-year-old daughter reminded me today that George Washington stayed the entire winter at Valley Forge when he let others of his men and his generals go home for a spell. He stayed and performed that service, and to me, that is being a hero because it was bitterly cold. It was the time where the men were walking barefoot and bleeding, and it was a time that they lost a number of men because of the coldness. It was an unusually cold winter.
Well, and there was nothing that he was gaining directly either out of it besides the actual personal pain that they would have to endure to go through that. That was for the betterment of all of everyone in America. There's nothing that he gained directly out of that.
And his men came to love him, right? They came to love and trust him even deeper because he served out of the goodness of his heart.
Well, going back to the thought about how it changes us, you know, I wonder how many of those experiences changed George Washington on a fundamental level. And he's obviously not here to ask him, but, you know, it reminds me of myself. A few summers ago, I was visiting my parents out of town and I was staying there for a couple of weeks. And I don't know if you've ever stayed with loved ones for an extended period of time. Sometimes you need your own space after a little while. And I was feeling a little bit grumpy. I was feeling short-tempered. I was feeling overwhelmed by the situation, even though it was a blessing to be there. Realized that I was in this state of being and started to look for a way out of it. And I was trying deep breathing and I was trying different techniques to try to bring myself out of this state of being. And nothing was helping. And then I happened to see my dad in the backyard. He's in his 60s and he was out gathering tree branches that were chopped up and strewn through the yard. They had done a large yard project and he was out there working by himself. So I changed my clothes and I went out and I joined him and I worked with him out there in the yard for 45 minutes or so, helping gather these tree branches. And when I came inside, I was happy and cheerful and chipper, and every trace of that negativity had left me. And I attribute it 100% to serving my dad. It was a small, tiny thing, especially in comparison to George Washington and Valley Forge and this other story. But I saw for myself what it did to change my attitude.
That's awesome. It makes me think of 6 or 7 years ago, I got scarlet fever, which I thought didn't exist in America anymore. However, I found out from my doctor that it did, and they quarantined me. And instead of quarantining me at the hospital, after I went to the doctors, they sent me home. And it was during Thanksgiving. And they said, sorry, you just have to lock yourself in because you've probably exposed your kids, but you can't be closer to them. And you just need to be in your own room. The scarlet fever, instead of going to my heart, thankfully, it went elsewhere. It went to my intestines. Over the course of the next few years, I spent way too much time in the hospital. But in the first 4 months of being so terribly ill, I remember I couldn't keep food down. It was so hard to keep water down. I mean, my intestines had completely shut down. And we had a family friend who every single day would come over and check on me to make sure I was doing okay. Nathan at the time was desperately just trying to get work and support our family, and he didn't fully understand what was going on. And she was a doctor, so she would come and check on me, and then she would spend time with my kids daily, reading to them, to this day, every time my kids see her, they're like, oh, we need to go read a book. Because she would come with the most delightful chapter books. And it's a sweet memory for them. But her service literally saved my life a few times, because there were a few times where she came in where I had fallen to the floor and wasn't moving. And it was her wisdom and her experience and her service that I attribute to still being here. She was, again, a family friend who just loved.
And a hero in your life.
Absolutely.
Don't you think we're surrounded by heroes all around us, and we don't label each other that way, but truly that's what we are to each other, as heroes.
It causes everyone to draw closer as a community as well. I live in a little bit more rural part of the county, and when we have a big Colorado snowstorms, the city or the county is not going to come and plow us out. And particularly thinking back a couple of years ago, we had three or four foot drifts that were out there, and you're pretty well stuck in your place. And it's a neat time when you can see there's a certain freedom that comes from helping each other out. Our community came together and we're able to work together, because unfortunately one tractor was getting stuck, somebody else's truck would get stuck as we're trying to do it, but we were able to work together and it helped us draw closer together as a community as well. In that particular case, it was a little bit self-serving. I did want to get out of there at some point in time, but it was a good way to be able to help out neighbors and draw closer as well. And I think in both the cases you guys were mentioning, there's certain aspect of it that helps us become closer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's this story that I heard recently that I absolutely love. It's this woman whose name is Amy Wright, and she was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer that gave her a 17% chance of survival. She was determined to fight for her life. She was married. She had a couple of kids. She wanted to stick around. And so she began chemo. At one point, she told her husband that she felt like chemo was a human rights violation, because she didn't know she could be so sick and still be alive. And it was so miserable. And she felt like she was ready to be done. And as she expressed this to her husband, he said, "Then I know the solution." He said, "We need to find someone for you to serve." And she thought he was insane. She thought, "I am dying of cancer and I'm going through chemotherapy. Who do you think I should be serving?" But she said that she gradually, her symptoms worsened to where she would have one or two good days per month, which sounds so horrendous to me. And so on those days, they would find someone to serve. And so they distributed chemo comfort kits to other patients, kits filled with items to cheer them up. When she couldn't sleep, she would think of ways to brighten someone else's days. Some were small, some were sending texts, some were delivering packages, some were just sending messages of encouragement. But she said, towards the end of this ordeal, she said that service saved her life, and that where she found the strength to keep going through this ordeal was the happiness she discovered in trying to relieve the suffering of those around her. She said, I'm reading her words, she said, "You would think that someone who was bald, poisoned, and fighting for her life was justified in thinking that right now it's all about me. However, when I thought about myself, my situation, my suffering and pain, the world became very dark and depressing. When my focus turned to others, there was light, hope, strength, courage, and joy." And I think all of us are at different times in positions where the world seems less bright to us than at other times. And the best way to fix that, or one of the best ways, is to look to others and to see what we can do for them. And if we think about all the, as you've mentioned, community, as we think about the strife within our communities and the contention that we find in our dissatisfaction with the political leaders, whichever way you lean, perhaps some of that could be eliminated by serving those around us and changing the feelings within ourselves.
It makes me think, if we spent more time serving and less time on social media, maybe we'd find a little more happiness.
Well, focus outwards, not inwards, which unfortunately isn't a trend in our society. So,
no, I think it's easy to see the things that we don't like in our society, in our government, in our neighbors, and we focus on that and want to fix it and change it. But I think if we could just forget that stuff for a minute, and instead serve each other and treat each other in this way, then maybe those other problems would work themselves out, at least to an extent.
Agreed.
A different example of service that you could have is something like what we had, unfortunately, with the Back the Blue event that we had lately, where the officer here in Douglas County had been killed of just seeing all the community come together to support law enforcement. And unfortunately, that was under tragic circumstances. But just imagine if we came together in a normal circumstance, what we could do and what we could change that way. And hopefully it was something that be a little bit more positive and uplifting. Just coming together as a community, whether we're trying to do outreach to help people or change the direction of something. This shows how many thousands of people can come together at the last minute, and we can do that.
And honestly, it makes me think about, I was at a conference 2 weeks ago, and it started snowing, and one of the guys checked his doorbell app and saw his neighbor shoveling his driveway, and it made his day. Just that simple service.
Okay, well, this talk about community and those leaders who've been willing to serve their communities and make a significant contribution makes me think of a Bible story of Esther. Now, Esther was a beautiful young woman who was married to King Ahasuerus, if I'm saying that right. And she was brought to the king by her uncle, Mordecai, who cared for her. And Mordecai brought her there. It was intended to be a blessing to her. She was presented before the king along with a number of beautiful women, and he picked Esther as being the one he wanted to marry. And so she married him. He didn't know, though, that Esther was a Jew, which didn't really matter at the moment until later in the story. Now, later in the story, one of the king's advisors came up with a plot to get rid of the Jews. And he did this because Mordecai, who is Esther's uncle, refused to bow down to Haman, which ticked Haman off. So Haman came up with a plan to destroy all of the Jews in the land. And he presented it to the king, and the king went along with this. And so this was the plan, that at a certain date, the Jews were going to be exterminated. Now, Mordecai had heard about this plan, and he came and spoke to Esther and said, "Esther, this is what's going to happen. You need to help your people." And Esther was in a predicament. She was a Jew, but the king didn't know she was a Jew. She was one of multiple wives. And it was a situation in that time where the woman, where the wife could not approach the king on her own without having been summoned by him. And so Mordecai came to Esther and said, "You need to do this. This is your duty." And he even said to her some words that I love in this story, which were to the effect of, "Who knows but that for this purpose you were sent to earth at this time." And so she decided to do it. So she told Mordecai, "Tell all the Jews to fast and pray for me, and I will go into the king." And so she beautified herself, and she went in and approached the king. And the king had a choice at this point, where he could either have her executed for approaching him without being summoned, or he could extend his staff to her, which kind of meant, "Okay, I'm glad to see you. Come on in." And so he asked what she wanted. Through a series of events, she was able to convince the king that killing the Jews would be a mistake. And by so doing, she saved her people, and she endeared herself to the king, and she also was able to rid the kingdom of this wicked man, Haman. Now, the story, you'll have to go look it up. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the book of Esther. It's a great story. But she was willing to risk her life to save her people. She put herself greatly on the line and could have been executed, but she was willing to be brave and to stand for courage and to save her people. And essentially, isn't that what service is? Is extending yourself in some way. So this was a large way. George Washington did it in a large way. Charity's Neighbor did it in a small way every day, but it was heroic to Charity's family. And so we all have these situations around us all day, every day, where we can be a hero by serving someone.
Sure. Large or small, it makes a difference.
Yeah. It transforms us, and it transforms the world around us. So I guess we could issue a challenge. We don't really do this on our podcast, but we could do it and issue a challenge and see, look around as you go through your day today and see who can you serve today. It can be teeny, teeny, tiny, or maybe it can be big, but look and see who's around you where you could serve them and maybe change the world today in your little part of the world.
Yeah, try to reach out and find someplace new to serve.
So who and where are you going to serve today?